Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Well, we're actually kind of stretching the definition of classic again this time. We're presenting the Yuletide perennial Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. If you're unfamiliar with the story, basically the Martians need some holiday cheer on their planet, so they kidnap Santa so he can help solve the problem. However, there are a few complications. The movie was made because producer Paul Jacobson felt there was a market for non-Disney kids' movies. So it was shot on a relatively low budget, in a New York studio, and released in time for Christmas in 1964. It's just that simple, really. It didn't do very well initially in terms of box office, but many years of annual kiddie matinee releases and TV reruns made up for that. Since then, it's become something of a cult favorite. Rumors of a remake have persisted for a while now. There have been at least two successful regional stage productions, as well as a novelization, which I have not read. Looking at the cast, you might recognize the name Pia Zadora. She played Guimar, one of the Martian kids. She was notorious for her controversial winning of a Golden Globe in 1982, but later had a successful career as a musical variety performer, including a hilarious appearance in the comedy sequel The Naked Gun 33 and a Third. Bill McCutcheon, who plays Droppo, the laziest man on Mars, had a pretty successful career on stage, screen, and TV, including an Emmy-winning recurring role on Sesame Street. And sharp-eyed viewers might recognize Ned Wertheimer as TV reporter Andy Anderson, years before his role as Ralph the Doorman on The Jeffersons. Now, I haven't addressed the critical attitude towards this movie. Well, the reviews for this movie have been, and still are, not good. In fact, it's usually cited as one of the worst movies ever made. And it's still the only movie riffed on by Mystery Science Theater 3000, Cinematic Titanic, and Riff Tracks. But is it really that bad? I don't know. It's not great, but it is an unpretentious, family-friendly Christmas movie. Historically, it was the first movie to feature Mrs. Claus. And it's got a really catchy theme song. Now, is that enough to make it good? Even a bit? You watch it yourself. You be the judge. Now don't forget about our in-house movie showings of relatively recently released DVDs. You'll find the schedule posted on our website. And remember that you must pre-register for these showings. Meanwhile, you'll find the list of our previous classic movie presentations on that same website. The address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And please pass along your comments and suggestions. You can post them on our Facebook page, email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. Thanks again for stopping by, and we really hope you enjoyed today's movie. And now, from Embassy Pictures in 1964, here's Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.